Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another edition of Creative Caravan Roadshow. My name is Suzanne Lorenz, and I'm co-host here today along with Wendy Dewar Hughes. And today, Wendy and I are going to be talking to fellow romance author T.I. Lowe. So welcome, Wendy and T.I. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello, ladies. Thank you both for having me today.
Yeah, I like it, T.I., on your website. I called up your website today, and it says Southern author. And since I'm here in Memphis, Tennessee right now, I feel like I'm a Southern author here, too. So it'll be nice to talk to another Southerner today. Yeah, great. Today we're going to talk about your newest book, which is called Goodbyes and Second Chances. But before we get into the book itself, let me give you a chance to just tell people about yourself, your background, and how you became a writer. So could you just give us a little information about that?
Yes. Well, just as you said, Suzanne, I'm a Southern writer. I consider myself just an old country girl who loves to daydream. And the whole dream of becoming a writer took root way back when, in early teenage years. I remember telling one of my best friends back then, Christy, I said, you know, one day I'm going to write a book. I'm going to be an author. And she looked at me and said, well, one of these days I'm going to win the lottery. We both had a good laugh off that. So we pretty much told each other not to get our hopes up too big there. But that dream's never really went away. And so last year, 2014, became my career in the writing field, and the reason why I pursued it is I made a promise to my mom before she passed away to share my stories. So here I am sharing my stories.
Wow. So has your friend won the lottery yet?
No. I think she's not give up hope, but...
Yeah, well, I was going to say, she's next, so that's great, because I think you get an intention set, and then you work toward it, and that's all it takes. So good luck to her in winning the lottery, because you sort of won the lottery. You said you were going to. And today we're going to talk about your book, Goodbyes and Second Chances, but I want to let people know that actually your debut novel was called Lulu's Cafe, and I've been reading that, and I really got... just really engrossed in that one. I love that one. So, you can tell people a little bit about that too. So tell us, though, about Goodbye and Second Chances. What is that one about?
Well, just to back up a little bit, Lulu's Cafe, as you're reading it, you've already noticed it deals with pretty much a very serious topic, domestic violence. And after I wrote that one, I wanted a break, so to speak. I wanted something fun and something light. And so that led me to Goodbyes and Second Chances. This is a fun romance. It's set in the South, Southern Georgia. It's a Southern rags-to-riches tale. The first part of this book is when a group of friends, they're younger, and they're growing up in a trailer park. And several of the friends, they take off in the middle of the night in their late teenage years to pursue a dream of becoming rock stars. And so it's their journey into that, and then coming back home in the second part where our lead guy, his name's Dylan Blue, and who doesn't want to read about an edgy rock star with a huge heart? Need I say more there? But he comes back, he wants to come back for his joy. He made it big in the music industry, everything's great, but the whole tale, it really based around the measure of a man's worth is not in his wallet, it's actually found in his heart, and so this is his journey to come back for his jewel. But, you know, nothing's that simple, so they come up across a few twists and turns on their way back to finding each other. But it was a really great, fun book to write.
Yeah. Well, so how did you get the idea for Lulu's Cafe then?
Well, Lulu's Cafe, it came to me in a difficult time in my life. My mom, you know, I was standing by her. We spent 3 years, it seemed like, between a chemotherapy room to radiation to hospital visits. She was battling small cell carcinoma, lung cancer, that eventually spread to her brain. And through that time, my creative outlet I turned to my writing. And so through that time, this story came to me, and I kept sharing it with her. And she says, "Now, you've got to promise me you're going to share this book." And I said, "I will, Mama." But, you know, the time weren't right. We had to focus in on her and things going on. Well, you know, sadly, she passed away fall of 2013. And thank you. So after that, you know, I made her a promise. So I published Lulu's Cafe, and then, to be honest, I did it just to say I did what I told my mom would do. But the people are just taking to it. It's just amazing. It's hit number one twice on Amazon this year, and it stayed in the top 100 on women's Christian fiction ever since it's come out. So it's just been such a blessing. And through all that, it's just given me the courage and the strength to keep writing, that, you know, maybe this old girl's doing what she should be doing.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it. It's an interesting book, and I haven't had any domestic violence in my own life, but I found the story just really compelling. So I can only imagine people that, you know, this hits a nerve because they've got these kind of situations in their own life would really identify with the characters in that story. So that's really great. Good for you.
Well, thank you.
You've had what?
Oh, I've had several emails where women actually thanked me for writing such a story. It gave them hope to find a better way, a better life for their own selves. So it's just that, you know, that's made it all worth sharing.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, good for you for a number of reasons for getting that book done and out there to share with people, not just because you made a promise to your mother, but because you're helping other women in that situation. And also because, you know, it's an interesting read, too. I love to find books that are interesting to read. So tell us a little bit about your writing life and what a typical writing day is like for you. Or do
well,
you
I don't
have
know if
a typical,
I have a
writing?
Typical writing day?
Okay.
To me, my stories come to me, and I love to daydream and you know, think about them for quite a while before I actually sit down to the computer. So I could be driving down the road, or I can wake up in the middle of the night, and a scene comes to me, and I have to write it down then, and it's crazy. I'll put the notepad on my console in the car and without looking, just write. So normally I'll have to come home and try to decipher what in the world I had wrote while I was driving. I don't look at the notepad, so my eyes stay on the road. But it's just whenever the story hits and I try to get it down. Goodbyes and Second Chances just came to me, quickly. And I had it written within 2 months. So that was just one of those quick stories that I really enjoyed getting down to paper, you know, getting down and sharing it.
So when you were working on that for the 2 months, though, did you sit down for extended periods of time to write it, or did you just write when ideas came to you, or how did that work?
A little bit of both. I'm a stay-at-home. I'm a full-time mom, so I would, you know, take everyone to school, come home, write when I could, and then go back and get them and then write some more. I had a little bit more time, free time to write Goodbye to Second Chances as well as the other stories besides Lulu's. Lulu's Cafe, I had to write it, you know, when I weren't busy taking care of my mom and children. So it was a long process, and so it seems like since then, the writing flow is so much easier. I've been able to freely write it and had the time to focus on it. You know, it's not like, you know, before I was validated as an author, it might have been looked like a hobby, but now, you know, that it's set as a new career for me, it's easier to set time aside for it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Sure. Wendy, did you have a question? It seemed like I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just thinking of you driving along the road writing notes. And, you know, you don't want to connect with a tree, T.I., so I'm going to suggest you get a digital recorder or use your cell phone to record your ideas. I've been there, too, where you get a great idea when you're driving and you think, oh, my goodness, I got to get that down, but it's kind of dangerous.
I know, and it's somehow it'll come to you in the middle of anywhere it'll come to you. I've got receipts and all kinds of little pieces of paper I've scratched ideas down on before.
I think all authors get ideas when they're doing sort of mindless tasks like driving. That's why I like to vacuum. I can get a lot of stuff written in my head when I'm vacuuming because I don't have to worry about running into a tree or anything like that.
No doubt, huh?
Yeah. Right. Okay, so tell us a little bit about what you enjoy most about being a published author now.
Well, the validation of it, you know, it feels like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Through my readers, I've got such a great supportive group of readers, and they just keep coming out of the woodworks, and, you know, through Facebook and Twitter and private emails, they're so supportive. So I really enjoy connecting with them and finding new friends through that. I feel like, you know, I've opened up to a whole new world of friends through this. And so they're great. They've made it great. And then, of course,
yeah,
you know, showing my children. I have a young man. He's 13, and my little girl, we actually call her Lulu. That's her nickname. She's 8. Mm-hmm. And getting to show, you know, just being that example to them that no matter what your dream is, as long as you put the work behind it and you just keep moving forward with it, nothing's unattainable. So it feels good to be able to show them that, you know, even after 20-plus years that, you know, a dream that I've always had, you know, I put the work in and God's just blessing it in a mighty way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's important for people never to give up on the dream. Just because at certain times in our life we're not able to find the dream because we have other things like, you know, caring for our kids or caring for your mom, different things like that, doesn't mean you let the dream go, but you maybe have to put it on the back burner for a little bit, but then you can still be collecting ideas and things like that. So that's great.
Yeah.
So on the flip side of that question as to what you like most about being a published author, what's the most difficult part of writing and being a published author?
Well, I think you ladies would probably agree with me on this one, the critics. They're just no fun. Mm. but I have learned, you know, not every book's going to be the right fit for every reader. There's certain books I don't read, and that's not my genre. But I've learned that, you know, the critics have their right to their opinion, and, you know, you have to grow a thicker skin there. I've only been in this writing world for a year now. We've just celebrated Lulu's Cafe's book birthday this in January. So, you know, I'm really new to it all, and so, but I'm learning that my focus needs to be on my readers and what they enjoy. And, you know, so I'm, you know, they're my focus, not the critics. So I think if you keep your mindset on the right thing, it'll be fine. But, yeah, they're no fun.
Yeah, I know. I find, though, even not just critics, but anyone who's reviewing your book, you know, even when you have people who just love it, I think you have to just write what's in your heart and what you want to write and not really listen to anybody in terms of, okay, they're going to love it or hate it. You know, you just write the story that you really want to write. Because I've written books where, you know, my editor will call and I read a great or a terrible review of it, and then my editor will call and say, oh, that book just won an award and somebody else has teared it apart, you know, so you get all kinds of reviews about your book. So you just write and hope that, you know, it's going to find the audience for the people that you're writing for. So that's good. Just not, you know, do it. But it is hard to just let go of the critics and what people are saying, you know, of your book. Because we always want to write stuff that everybody's going to like, but that's just not going to happen. So, no, that's
part of it. Oh, I know. You're so passionate. You know, your words are such a personal expression, to have them tore apart. I mean, it you know, like I said, you have to grow a thick skin because, man, oh, man, does it hurt.
Oh, I know. Books like your baby, I think. You know, it's like one of your children.
Oh, I agree.
It's just, it's to see that happen.
I'm quite attached to mine.
Yeah, me too. Every single one. Although sometimes I've written a lot of nonfiction books, and I kind of forget what I wrote about from time to time, but still they're important. Yeah. So, Wendy, I know you've got some questions for T.I. too, so go ahead, ask away. What have you got for her?
Well, I think, T.I., you make some really good points about finding your reader, that your readers will find you. And maybe you can just talk a little bit about how you've connected with your readers. Do you have a website? What do you do on social media that has helped you to not only find your readers, but for your readers to find you?
I've just blown away at how important, you know, social media really is to an indie writer. I do have a website. It's tilowe.com. It's got all my book information on it, the links to buy my books, and it's got a really fun blog section. It's called Coffee Cup. So if you go under there, you'll find excerpts from my books, little things I like to write and share. It's just a fun section. And one of my biggest places to connect with my readers has been through Facebook and Twitter. Those two places I've just found all kinds of new friends that way. And, you know, I really, my hat's off to them, and I'm very thankful because, you know, I really feel like Facebook helped me find my reading audience. And so ever since I've connected there, it's just been amazing that the response to my books.
Do you have
There's
any...
all kinds of great groups on there, reading groups, book clubs. So there's all kinds of great places to find audiences on there.
And do you have any specific tips that you've, things that you've used that actually attract them? Do you use, like, hashtags or, you know, what do you do in the groups?
I know with Twitter, and it's a group that I'm connected with on Facebook. It's Clean Indie Reads. They have a hashtag. It's hashtag CRFU, and it's they promote clean reads, and that's what my books are. And so that helps your books be identified to your audience. So I think that's a great tool. And, you know, the different book clubs on there, on Facebook, you know, you join those, and they're specific to your genres. So, I mean, they're really great tools. I would recommend any author to use them.
Yeah, can I interject a minute? I'm looking at your website, T.I., and there's a page up there called News and Events. And on that,
yeah,
you've got February 12th, you've got a Celebrate Love Facebook book event on February 12th. So that's the way you're using Facebook. So tell us about that event. What is that?
Oh, that one's going to be fun. If you're on Facebook, all you've got to do is type in Celebrate Love and with an exclamation mark and just join that event. It's an all-day fun thing. It's several different sweet romance authors. It starts 10 that morning to... I believe it's 10 that night. I mean, or 6. It's an all-day affair. All the information's on it as soon as you click on Facebook. But each hour, a different author is going to be on there, and then you can go on and chat with them and learn about them. Each one's going to be giving away books. I mean, who doesn't want a free book? So it's going to be a great, and my time's at 5 Eastern time. So I would love for some, you know, y'all just join in and come ask us questions and get to know us. And there's a big giveaway. Each author is going to be donating a book to it. So, I mean, there's going to be great wins. So you don't want to miss any of that.
Mm,
and it's a great way
great.
To discover, yeah, to discover new authors that way.
And that's February 12th.
February 12th. And it's Celebrate Love. It's an event on Facebook.
Excellent.
And
yeah,
another great
thing,
if you scroll down a little bit farther on my news and events, you'll see that I want to give my readers a Valentine's Day gift. So from February 12th to the 16th on Amazon, anyone can download Goodbye to Second Chances for free. So
you don't
want to miss out on that. So, yeah, if you want to try me out, you've not read me before, what's the best way to do it? For free. And it's a sweet romance.
Yeah.
It's perfect time for a Valentine's gift to yourself. And it's from me, so I hope you download it and enjoy it.
That's great.
Great.
Thank you for sharing that. I have another question for you. Do you have a newsletter that readers can subscribe to? And if you do, how do they subscribe? And what kind of things do you share on your newsletter?
I actually don't have one of those. I do the blog on my website, and then I'm constantly giving out information on Facebook and Twitter. So I haven't seen the need for a newsletter yet. I may do that eventually. As you know, I'm just a freshman at this, so I'm still getting my feet wet in this world, but I feel like Facebook has just been a great tool at getting the information out there. And, you know, just stop in on my website and you'll see under news events or the coffee cup, you know, anything new going on.
Great. Okay. That sounds like a good plan. I think a lot of us have discovered Facebook, too, as a really good tool for connecting with people. And like you mentioned, just getting into the groups that really work for you. Have you used LinkedIn at all?
No, what's that?
LinkedIn. It's similar to Facebook. It tends to be a little bit more business-like, but there's a lot of I'm in a lot of different readers and writers groups on LinkedIn as well, and find that that's a good way to connect with people.
Well, I'll check that out. Thank you.
Yeah, it's LinkedIn.com, and it's kind of similar. You set up your profile, and you can, you know, join the groups and different things like that. Connect with different people. It's a pretty valuable tool as well. I just wanted to move on a little bit and talk more about your writing career. Can you tell us what you're working on now that you've launched these two books? Do you have something else going on? Do you have people appearing in your in your mind when you're driving down the road? I just read
constantly.
Something this morning.
I mean, they won't leave me alone.
About an author said, I have all these people in my head talking, and I thought, yeah, pretty much we all do, all these people in our heads. So do you have people in your head that are talking to you now?
I've actually wrote, I'm working on a book series. It's called the Coming Home Again book series, and I've wrote the first three books in it. And the first one, it's called Coming Home Again. It should be released in May. The second one's Julia's Journey, and the third is A Discovery of Hope. And those three I've written, and they're waiting patiently in line to get to my editor. And so working on the details of those right now. And while I was finishing up the third book, one of the characters in that book kept tapping me on the shoulder. He said, look, we need to have a talk about maybe writing my story. So it's starting to look like there might be a fourth book in that series, but we'll play that one by ear. We'll see what he has to say to me first. So that's where we are right now.
People talking to you right now.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about your publishing journey as well. How did you go about getting published? What have you done, and how's that working for you?
Well, I pretty much stumbled into this, as I said, last year. It seemed like things lined up, and I was able to go through Create Space on Amazon, and so I've been doing the indie publishing route that way, and I've found it to be great success and great tools through Create Space, and it's really helped guide me through that. And since last fall, I've stumbled upon a great editor, Carol Kudnick, and so me and her have been working together, and so she is polishing up Lulu's Cafe as we speak because I didn't know what I was doing last year, and I didn't. So it's being cleaned up, and she's working on with me on my book series that's about to come out.
That's great. I think it's so important for authors who publish independently to use professional editors and designers and things like that. And
I agree.
And I think that probably helps your success, don't you?
Oh, yes. It's one of those things, if I could go back, the things I would do differently, I would have went that route to begin with. But I mean, I still have to say it's been an amazing, you know, road journey so far. Lulu's Cafe's got 173 5-star reviews, and that's just me doing it on my own independently.
Wow.
So, you know, it's beyond, I can't even put it in words. It's just beyond what I would ever have dreamt, you know, happening on my own. And so far, Goodbye to Second Chances, it came out in November, and so far we've got 53 5-stars on it. So it's just been going great.
Wow, that's excellent. Congratulations on your success.
Thanks.
I want to just loop back a little bit to one of our previous questions about your writing process and how that looks in a typical writing day. Maybe you could just cover that briefly, and we don't have a whole lot of time left, but just like when you write, how your writing process works.
Well, like I said, I keep notebooks, and I like to really daydream, and I like to think about my my characters well before I start writing them. I want to know details that I will never share with my readers. I want, you know, they're just details between me and the character. So once I sit down at the computer, I want to have a really good, be very familiar with my characters. And it just seems like once I sit down, it's easy for their stories to be told. So, you know, it's a lot of computer time and a lot of brainstorming and journaling. And so I don't think it's a typical writing way to write. And sometimes with Lulu's Cafe, funny story of that, that story began in the middle. It was this young lady stumbling into a cafe, and then I was like, well, I have to go back and decide, you know, what happened, how did she get to that cafe? So that was kind of odd. That didn't start where it didn't, that story didn't begin, it didn't come to me in the beginning, it came to me midway of that story, so I had to go back and develop it. So my process probably isn't typical. But if I was to give advice to any aspiring writer, I would say, you know, write what you enjoy. Be true to your own voice. I write in a Southern vernacular. I tend to say y'all and ain't a good bit. But that's, you know, that's my writing. So just keep it fun. I feel like books are like life. You need to have your comic relief. One of the characters in Lulu's Cafe, Crowley, his mom was known for saying you're not living if you're not laughing. So I always try to put in a little bit of humor in my books to break up the seriousness, and that's how I like to live my life. So it's a little bit chaotic.
Just one probably final question here, because we are running short of time. What would be your best tip for sweet romance writers?
Again, just write what you enjoy. You know, find your writing voice. If it's Southern vernacular, if it's, you know, Northern, or if it's, you know, whatever it is that suits you, and just pursue what feels right to you. Don't try to be another author. You know, be true to you. So
that's excellent.
That's
advice.
What I would say.
I'm going to hand it back to Suzanne now.
Thank you.
Yeah, this has been great, Tia. Thanks for joining us today. I want to remind listeners that your new book is called Goodbyes and Second Chances, and they can find it on Amazon.com, of course, but they should also check out your website at tilowe.com, T-I-L-O, and find out upcoming events. Like we said, we don't want anybody to miss the Celebrate Love Facebook event that takes place February 12th on Facebook. Also on February 12th, if you're interested in this Goodbyes and Second Chances and you've never read anything from T.I., this is your chance to get her book, Goodbye and Second Chances, for free. So just, you know, look on her website and you'll get information about that. But it'll be on Amazon those days for free. So thanks so much for being with us. Best of luck with all your books, T.I., and the events. And
thank you.
Follow me on Facebook, okay? So thanks so
much.
Great,
thanks.
Take
I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah. Okay, well, Wendy, let's just tell people right before we go today about our contest that's just about, you know, coming to a close here pretty soon, and the special thing they can do if they enter before Valentine's Day. And, T.I., you can even enter this, too, if you like. So
great.
Wendy will explain.
Yes, we're so excited about this. The Creative Caravan Club is holding a contest for sweet romance short stories. We're going to put them together in an anthology called Sweet Summer Love, which we're bringing out in the springtime. What we're looking for is stories between 5,000 and 12,000 words. You can just submit your story. If you submit before Valentine's Day, your name will also go in a draw for a Kobo Pocket Reader. So that's a little ebook reader that is small enough to fit in your pocket. And so we're calling all sweet romance writers or people who would like to get published as a sweet romance writer. All the details are on our website at www.creativecaravanclub.com. You can go there and learn all about it and get your story written and get it in. The deadline for submissions is March the 10th, which just happens to be the day before my birthday. But if you enter before Valentine's Day, your name also goes into the draw for the e-reader. So anybody who's listening and wants to published and get a great promotional package as well, get your entry in.
Yeah, check it out at creativecare.com. Okay, well, I keep getting a little reminder here that we're finishing up with the show, so I want to again thank T.I. for being with us today and thank Wendy, and go to Creative Caravan Club to check out our contest, and also go to tilow.com and check out all the information about T.I.'s latest book. And we'll see you guys next week here on Creative Caravan Roadshow. So take care.
Bye for now.